Yeah, Jim Walker, Vice President, KSAGE North America.
High efficiency farming, productivity, efficiency, you're backing it up.
Well, I think that, you know, as I said in my opening speech, that we're approaching this as the new norm. You know, it's a world economy, ag economy, and we're very, very productive, as you know, in North America. And we're going to continue to grow yields. We're going to continue to grow, you know, total tonnage that we produce. And so it's going to be very thin margins that producers are operating under. So, yes, we need innovation, but we need productivity more than anything. And so, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the thought of an autonomous vehicle like this was probably, you know, not a reality due to the cost of radar applications, sensors, those types of things. But with technology and all things as it approaches it, you know, it's become cost effective. And so now's the time, the right economy to be doing this in, ag economy, and the right solution, we think, as labor gets harder and harder to find. And we see producers who want to operate longer stretches and more acres.
Vice President North America and Brownfield covers the 12 main corn soybean states across the Midwest. Your message to the farmers out there you're talking to right now?
Well, I think that, you know, they're moving from an economy, you know, in 2013 that it peaked, that, you know, we could operate with a lot of chinks in our armor and get away with it. And I think we need to be, you know, more professional. And I know they're trying to be that way in being real business leaders of their farm operation. And we want to be their business partner.
Long lens. What do you see 10, 15 years from now?
I do believe that, you know, with the, you know, advent in the general population of, you know, driverless vehicles, automobiles and so forth, I think the general public opinion will accept autonomous vehicles on the farm because of this. So it's been a benefit for us. So I do believe, you know, there's states that you'd have to have state legislation in place that will allow you to do it. And we already have that in Florida and California and by decree in Arizona. So the heavy vegetable production states are already seeing that. The government is saying, okay, let's go autonomous vehicle. And so I think they will be the early adopters. And I think it'll take some time, you know, undoubtedly in the cash crop areas for the proof to be seen somewhere else before it, you know, finds its way onto our farms here.
My final question, this has to be so exciting for you in your position. This is a first. This is a big rollout.
Well, I think all of our products, you know, the sprayer lines become more and more productive, you know, more finite on how they apply and sections that they apply. So everything we're doing, you know, is to be very, very productive on the farm. And it is exciting. It's instead of just bigger and faster, you know, we're producing things that are more efficient, more productive, and that is exciting.